Moskowitz, aid worker deaths wouldn't have happened if Hamas accepted ceasefire offer. By Ian Hanchett on April 3, 2024. On Wednesday's CNN newsroom, Representative Jared Moskowitz, DFL, said that while Israel has to figure out how to double, triple, quadruple their efforts to make sure nothing like the killing of several World Central Kitchen workers doesn't happen again, this would not have happened had Hamas accepted the ceasefire that has now been on the table that the U.S., the Israelis, and the Qataris have proposed now, for the last month, that Hamas continues to say no to. Moskowitz stated, "This is obviously a mistake by the Israelis. It shouldn't have happened. They're going to have to figure out how to double, triple, quadruple their efforts to make sure nothing like this happens again. But also, let's be clear, Wolf, this would not have happened had Hamas accepted the ceasefire that has now been on the table that the U.S., the Israelis, and the Qataris have proposed now, for the last month, that Hamas continues to say no to. And so, I'm hoping we can get to a ceasefire. The six-week ceasefire in exchange for the hostages. A 10-to-1 swap is what Israel has proposed for prisoners, and yet, Hamas continues to say no." He added that these families are irrevocably broken. Empty rooms in their house, empty chairs at the dinner table. "There's nothing you could say, for people who are doing humanitarian work, putting their lives on the line, there's nothing you could say to explain this away." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.